Quality after-school programs can give K through 12 students a big boost, and federal relief funds passed during the pandemic have helped these programs thrive. But that money will run out this fall. Beth Wallace with the NPR Reporting Collaborative State Impact Oklahoma visited a gardening program in Tulsa that may have planted its final harvest.
Fifth grader Adriana Campbell and third grader Kiwan Wells are tending to a garden box full of veggies and herbs during an after-school program at Eugene Field Elementary.
I'm going to try this kale.
What does the kale taste like?
Not that spicy.
I don't think you're supposed to take the kale off, and you're supposed to wash it before you take it off.
Oh.
This program has relied on federal pandemic-era relief dollars called ESSER funds. But schools will lose access to that money in a few months. And unless they can find their own funding...
The unfortunate reality is that some of those programs are going to close.
Eric Peterson is the Senior Vice President for Policy at the nonprofit After School Alliance. He says after school programs can have a real positive impact on students, including when it comes to
academic outcomes, on-time graduation rates, self-reported mental well-being indicators, just feeling more engaged, and young people in quality after school programs are more likely to come to school.
The After School Alliance analyzed 6,300 school districts across the country. It estimates 4 million more students were able to access after school and summer programs thanks to those ESSER dollars. That's millions more kids building relationships with trusted adults and working on important skills.
Communication skills, both written and oral, learning to problem solve, learning to resolve conflicts with peers and with others, but also really the skills just anyone needs to be successful, both in school, but really in life.
Beyond the skills great programs foster, they're also just a safe place for kids to go when the school day ends. Lauren Sivak is the executive director at the OP, which provides support for after-school programs in Tulsa, like the one at Eugene Field Elementary.
I had an opportunity to chat with a fourth grade student as she was waiting for her chess club to begin. And she said to me, if I wasn't here, I'd probably be home alone. And I have not forgotten that statement since those words left her mouth. And that is a big concern to me.
She isn't sure whether the programs her organization supports will survive. They only have secure funding for 75 out of 450. The rest will have to find their own grants or donors to keep their programs alive. The gardening program at Eugene Field is still unsure of its future.
And we're just going to start with chopping the carrot parts, the tops, up as small as we can.
After the kids hang up their shovels and watering buckets, garden educator Mary Smith leads them in making a carrot top pesto spread with harvested ingredients.
We've got the basil that Kiwan's doing. We're going to put some kale in because Jasmine found kale in the garden.
They fold it in with some butter and spread it over slices of bread. Now, the taste test.
3, 2, 1, bon appetit.
Bon appetit!
Fifth grader Adriana Campbell is a big fan. She goes back for seconds and thirds.
I told you it was going to be awesome.
Federal funding gave schools a taste of what it looks like to invest in after-school programs. And these programs hope that will whet the appetites of policymakers and philanthropic organizations to keep this garden growing. For NPR News, I'm Beth Wallace in Tulsa.